Salem State President John Keenan is joining us here on MSO News Sports. President Keenan, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, appreciate it, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
John, colleges are going. Learning continues, but it's all virtual and not happening on campus. So give us our update as to what's the latest from Salem State University.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Great question. And it's really amazing to me how quickly the whole real system has transformed from on-campus to online. It was been less than a month since I think Governor Baker declared a state of emergency on March 10th. And within a short period of time, we've essentially put all of our classes online or in remote learning and or our workforce. I am on the campus now. I remain here as we have about 100 students and some staff that are taking care of them, so I come in for that reason. But we're down to pretty much a skeleton, essential employee crew at this time. But it's wonderful. It's been wonderful to see the way that our campus responded, our faculty, our staff, our administration, and certainly the way our students have shown their resiliency in really transitioning from on-campus experience to online remote learning. It was not an easy task, and certainly we're not the only campus to do it, but it's been very rewarding and awe-inspiring, in fact, to see the way that our campus has responded. So it's completely different than it was just a month ago. It seems eons ago, but it's only been a month, and we've been able to do that.
I don't think a lot of folks would understand the amount of work that it would take to do that. In other words, the platforms are there, I get it, but not to the extent that you need them for every single course and getting every instructor up to gear and then getting all the curriculum posted as needed to do online classes. It's a massive undertaking.
It was a massive undertaking. And again, I have to give a lot of credit to our faculty who were able to really keep a student-centered approach and think about what was best for our students. But, of course, there were some faculty on our campus who had not taught in an online format before and needed to learn a new pedagogy. And in fact, we extended spring break for an additional week so that our faculty could have the opportunity to do some professional development with our IT department, as well as other faculty who were more comfortable with the online format. And again, just in a matter of a couple of weeks, we were able to do that. The other thing that is interesting for us, Bill, certainly in terms of our student body, was making sure that everybody was going to be able to have access. And that has also meant actually buying and distributing some Chromebooks to students who did not have, computers at home that would enable them to really participate fully as we would hope that they could and would. So there have been a lot of challenges. But again, overall, the response from our campus has been just absolutely incredible from our faculty and our staff and even, as I said, our students. One other thing I would add to that is where they're not on campus, we're really taking a proactive approach to make sure that they continue to be successful academically. And that has required and enabled us to reach out literally to every single student individually and say, how are you doing in this transition? What do you need to be successful? And so we're trying to cover all our bases, if you will, but this is a new experiment for us. And hopefully I expect it's going to be successful and we'll see where it goes this summer and into the fall.
Yeah. So just for our listeners, the regular year at Salem State would be closing really in a matter of weeks or just less than a month, right?
Correct. So we would have traditionally been having, classes would wrap up end of April, beginning of May. We would have commencement this year that was scheduled for May 14th and May 16th. We actually traditionally have three commencements. They have been postponed, but yes, it's a very different world right now on campus, and that again, we just have about 100 or so students who are still here. But other than that, everybody is off campus. We called back folks who were studying abroad. We basically canceled or postponed all spring events, and as I mentioned, we postponed our 2020 commencement. However, I will just make sure to reassure everybody we have committed to and will certainly have a live commencement at some point when it's deemed appropriate and safe. So we're underway right now trying to plan for that.
Let me just throw a couple of other questions at you. We're talking with John Keenan, president at Salem State University. Now, summer session, lots of folks take advantage of the summer courses, students as well as adults. Where do you stand with summer sessions?
Yeah, so that's another good question. So we're at the point right now where summer session one, which is sort of our first session over the summertime, is going to be online. Many of those courses already were online, Bill, but because of the need to sort of continue the social distancing. Right now, the governor has extended that through May the 4th, as have we. We've basically made online remote study through the end of the semester, and in all likelihood this week as well, we'll do that for summer one. We have a little more time to think about summer two, but it would seem likely to me at this juncture as well, as we come out of the sort of peak of the COVID-19 over the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a downside to that as well. So my expectation in all likelihood is that summer two would be mostly online, if not completely as well.
I can certainly understand how the staff, yourself, at the university have just totally been consumed with trying to finish up this current school year. But budget issues have to be of concern. And I know even at the state level, they have no idea what's going to be happening coming down the road. And this is when they normally have things kind of pretty well figured out, maybe at the 90% level. But obviously, that's a huge question for the state college system.
Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, given my past experience as a state representative, April is generally the month when the House of Representatives on Beacon Hill take up the budget. As we speak right now, in fact, it may still be going on at 10 o'clock this morning up at the State House. They were doing a revised consensus revenue projection. As you may know, the governor puts out his budget typically generally in the beginning of January. By and large, I think we could all agree that that is really no longer relevant at this time, given what's going on with COVID and, you know, the even the taxes from budget and tax period being extended into July. It's going to have an impact on this fiscal year, and then just the economic impact of this going into next fiscal year. So that is a challenge for us right now. We are working to try to come up with our best possible projection in terms of enrollment and state appropriation. Those are the two big factors as we plan for next fiscal year, which for us begins also July 1. So we'll look at projections in terms of enrollment and make our best possible scenario and see how it plays out over the next several weeks, if not months.
John, is there anything else you want to share with us, any particular story or two from the school or anything else that you'd like to share with us, a kind of a wrap-up kind of comment from you?
Yeah, the thing that I would like to emphasize most, again, is that we've really been a strong community partner. We're offering up some of our space to healthcare workers, to some of the people who have been dislocated and perhaps find themselves in a difficult position right now, whether it's homelessness or otherwise. And most importantly, I want to say a big thank you and shout out to many of our alumni who are, in fact, on the front line, the nurses, the healthcare workers, the police, the first responders, the psychologists. As you think about the types of students and the professionals that we help develop here at Salem State, those are the people who are enabling the North Shore and really the Commonwealth to respond to this pandemic and really be on the front line. So I give a loud shout out to them and certainly everybody on our campus who have train those folks to be the professionals that they are and able to respond in such a time.
You're right. They got the nursing program there, which was going great guns, and other medical programs as well at the school. So you're right, and you're right by Salem Hospital and the Salem community,
right,
for sure. Yeah.
Right. So again, a shout out to all the first responders and to our campus for really heeding the call for social distancing.
Well, John Keenan, thanks so much for your time. Congrats, congrats on all you've been able to accomplish in these very difficult situations because it's a massive undertaking. And be safe, and hopefully things get better.
Great, Bill. Pleasure to speak with you.
Yep. John Keenan, president at Salem State University. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.